morning to everyone. Walang ano, walang energy. Good morning. Amen. And we just give God our very best clap offering again. Amen. Hallelujah. So are you excited to be in God's house? Amen. I'm also excited to be in God's house because God's presence is in this place. Amen po ba dun? Amen and amen. So once again, thank you sa Church of God Das Marinas Praise and Worship Team. Na-bless po ba tayo sa praise and worship natin kanina? Amen. So sila po ay galing sa COG Das Marinas. And can we just give them a hand sa pag-lead nila sa atin sa praise and worship? And prayerfully, by the end of September, sana po meron na tayong sariling worship team. Amen po ba dun? Sino pong kasama natin nagpe-pray for that? Sa lahat ng kasama natin, pwede ba natin palakpakan si Lord? Amen and amen. So, for our, who's excited for God's Word today? So, everybody's excited. I'm also excited to preach to you God's Word. And katulad po nung nangyari po sa COG Das Marinas, kaya po sila nakaproduce ng mga praise and worship team na ganito po. Alam mo, sila po ay nag-start din po in giving sacrifice. So, yan po ang pag-uusapan natin ngayong umaga. And ano po ba itong sacrifice? You know what? Sacrifice is surrendering something important to experience something beautiful. So, yan po ang sacrifice. Kung ang isang bagay po ay hindi importante po sa atin, siguro extra lang po natin yan, or hindi po yan important sa atin, hindi po yung sacrifice. Kasi po, wala pong nawawala sa atin. But when you sacrifice something important to you, something valuable to you, something precious to you, pag binigay po natin yan, wow. Pag binigay po natin yan sa Panginoon, pambihira meron palang ibibigay na magandang experience, a beautiful experience for us sa ating buhay. And I would like to, sakto nandito yung Church of God Das Marinas. Gusto kong ibida yung daddy ko kasi siya po yung nag-head po sa COG Das Marinas. You know what, before po siya naging pastor of COG Das Marinas, siya po ay part ng business world. Nasa business setting po siya. Siya po yung nagmamanage ng aming family company, ang aming company is a printing company. So, ayun po na nagiging successful po yung company. Siya po ay may mga big-time clients tulad po ng Philippine Airlines. Sila po yung nagpiprint ng mga calendars, ng mga Asia Brewery, kung ano po yung mga piniprint po nila. So, what a beautiful business, what a wonderful, successful business ang binigay sa kanila ng Panginoon. Pero in the time po na tinawag po siya ng Panginoon into the ministry, nung siya po ay tinawag ng Panginoon to be a pastor of a small church at that time, ang kanyang sisimulan po na church ay 3 members pa lang. So wala pang katao-tao masyado. So kinailangan niya pong gumawa ng sacrifice. Kailangan niya po i-sacrifice yung business kasi mahirap po pagsabihin ng business at ang church. So yung magandang buhay na yon ay sinacrifice niya para po makapag-serve sa Panginoon. To the point na muntik na po siya umabot sa, siya na po ay magta-tricycle driver po sana. So yan po ang kanyang story niya sa akin. Muntik na po siya mag-tricycle driver kasi wala pong ipapakain sa kanyang family. Andun na po ako at that time. Wala kaming kakainin every day and every lunch and every dinner. Wala po kami pagkukuhanan ng pera kasi walang-wala po at that time. So ganun po, wala pa pong Uber and Grab po kasi nun eh. So siguro kung may Grab and Uber, siguro hindi na po siya nagpastor. Malaki ata yung kita sa Grab tsaka Uber. So at that time, muntik na po siya umabot dito. Sacrifice, nothing, almost nothing. Pero siya po ay nagpatuloy. And may beautiful reward pala na ibigay ang Panginoon. At ang kanyang church po ngayon, after 27 years, sila po ay 13,000 members strong already. Sige nga po, palakpakan po natin ng Panginoon for that. So yan po ang Church of God Das Marinas. Mamaya po ang praise and worship team ay pupunta dun sa Dasma. Kung gusto niyo po sumama, pwede po kayong sumama for their field trip Lord, para sa kanilang worship experience. At ngayon po, meron din silang binibuild na bagong building, ang Gen Bless Building, so they're continually expanding. So from a sacrifice of one pastor, ito po ang naging resulta. So right now, ano naman, paano naman sa ating setting? Meron ba tayong kailangan i-sacrifice as we come here to church? Kasi baka akala natin we just need to go to church, we just need to be religious to go to church para nang masabi na sumisimba tayo every Sunday. Pero meron pala tayong dapat i-sacrifice every time we come to church. So if you have your Bibles with you, you could open your Bibles in Ezra chapter 3, verse 2. And it says here, "Then Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Sheatiel, and his brethren arose and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God." So let us bow our heads and let us pray. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just invite your presence, Lord God, to be in this place. Lord God, we don't want to do this by might nor by power, but only by your Spirit, Lord God. And Lord God, we feel your presence here. Lord God, we know that you are here. Lord God, we've talked about last week when two or three are gathered in your name. Lord God, you are in our midst. And today you are in our midst, Lord God, and we're going to experience you. Ikaw ang pinunta namin dito. And we believe, Lord God, hindi masasayang ang pagpunta namin in your house. We love you so much, God. We claim the victory. And we give you back all the glory and all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody shout, amen and amen. Sige, let's give God our highest clap offering. So last week po, ang pinag-usapan po natin is Ezra chapter 3 verse 1. At ngayon po tayo ay nasa verse 2 na. At ang pinag-uusapan po dito is the altar. So ano ba itong ginagawa ni Zerubbabel in building God's altar? So we're gonna go back to our series. At ang ating series po ngayon is The Blueprint of Worship. So that's our main title. At ngayon po, ang title natin for this Sunday is for us to come to the altar. So but before that, before we come to the altar, paano ba natin i-build muna yung altar? Paano ba binild ni Zerubbabel and his team ang altar in their worship when they were rebuilding the house of God? And you know what? In our time today, marami na po tayo na build na altar all over the world. Kapag tayo po ay pumunta sa India, meron silang sariling altar. So meron silang ganyan po. So kilala niyo po ba yan? So may sarili po silang mga gods, may sarili po silang idols. At ang alam ko po sa pag nasa India po, ang idols po nila ay mga 1 million plus na idols po ang kanilang wino-worship sa kanilang lugar. So marami silang mga rebulto, marami po silang mga idols na kine-create para sa kanilang place of worship. So pag tinignan naman po natin sa mga kamag-anak ko po, ako po ay may lahing Chinese. So pag pumunta po tayo sa China, ito naman po ang kanilang altar. So marami po silang mga Buddha. So pakitignan nga yung katabi mo kung mukhang Buddha. So hindi naman siya mukhang Buddha, di ba? So sa mga Chinese po, may mga Buddha na malalaki, may mga Buddha na mga sexy, may mga Buddha na nakapose. Iba-iba po yung kanilang wino-worship. Yan po, dyan po nag-aalay po sila ng mga insenso, nag-aalay po sila ng mga food. Iba-iba po yung acts of worship nila. Yung iba po sumasayaw pa sa kanilang altar to worship them. At pag tinignan naman po natin sa ating sariling setting, pag tinignan po natin sa ating bansa, ito naman po yung ating mga altar na nandito po sa Pilipinas. So yan po ang ating mga altar dito sa Philippines. Yan. So ako po usually po nakikita ko po yan kasi po ako po ay nag-aral sa Catholic school. Nung ako po ay nasa elementary at nung college, so madalas ko po nakikita yung mga figure na yan. Madalas ko po naririnig ang mga prayer. Yung ibang prayer po, alam ko po, yung iba po hindi ko na po memorize ngayon. Yung iba po mga kanta, kinakanta ko rin po dati kasi required po sa school na umaten po ako ng mass. So yan po ang mga nakikita ko po that time. At matatanong po natin sa kanila, sasabihin po nila, usually ito po yung mga napag-uusapin, ano bang difference ng Christian at Catholic? So masasabi ko po sa kanila, kasi po kayo po ay may mga idols yan. So we worship po natin yung mga idols, yung mga altar po na yan. Kaya lang po, sabi po sa Exodus po, ano po nakasulat doon? Sabi po ni Lord, thou shall not worship any god but me alone. Amen po ba doon? Amen. Kaya po sila po, hindi namin wino-worship yan. Hindi po namin wino-worship si Mary, hindi po namin wino-worship ang mga saints. Sila po ay remembrance lamang. Kaya po sila nandyan, they are just remembrance for us. Kaya lang po, in their acts po na ginagawa, tinataas po sa kalsada, krinokursada, minsan po yan po ay ating pinupunas-punasan, iniingat-ingatan, aren't those acts worship to them? Yung ginagawa po natin na maliliit na bagay na yun, onting time na binibigay, onting effort, nag-rosary po tayo, dami po nating pinagpipray, aren't those worship to these idols, to these altars? Kaya lang po, sige, wag po muna tayo dumako sa usapang worship. Ano po bang sinasabi muna ng Panginoon in Exodus chapter 20, verse 22 to 23? Ano po bang sinasabi ni Lord sa mga altar? Ano po bang sinasabi ni Lord sa man-made idols? Ito po muna, bago natin pag-usapan ng worship about them. Ang sabi po dito, then the Lord said to Moses, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make anything to be with me. Gods of silver or gods of gold, you shall not make for yourselves. So bago pa po tayo usapan na worshiping other idols, ang una palang utos ni Lord, may sinabi pa po si Lord doon, huwag daw po tayo gagawa ng ating sarili na gawa sa bato, gawa sa silver, or gawa sa gold. Nothing dapat ang pumatay sa ating Panginoon. Amen po ba doon? Amen. Kaya po, pag tinignan po natin ang ating simbahan, wala pong nakalagay po dyan na mga itsura, mga ribulto. Pag bumisita po tayo sa aking personal, sa aming bahay, there are no carved images. Why? Kasi ito po yung nilid po tayo ng Panginoon ngayon. Gusto niya tayo, we will worship God alone in our home. Amen po ba dun? Amen. Sige nga po, palakpakan po natin si Lord dyan. That's what God is leading us today. God alone is to be worshipped in our home. Yan ang gusto ng Panginoon. At sabi po ni Lord, dahil po sa gusto niya siya lang, in a Christian setting naman po, ano naman ang sinasabi ni Lord sa atin in verse 25? It says here, if you make an altar of stones for me, kasi may gagawin na mga itsura po ng altar, do not build it with dressed stones. Huwag daw po natin bibihisan, huwag daw natin gagawin. Gusto ni Lord na natural lang. For you will defile it if you use a tool on it. So ganito po ang itsura po ng mga altar po in the old times. Huwag ganyan po ang kanilang itsura. So sila Moses po, sila Noah, ayan po, pinagpapatong-patong po nila yung stones. At ang kanilang gagawin, bawal daw po tapyasan, bawal daw po gawa ng itsura, bawal gumamit ng kahit anong tool. Kailangan natural lang, ipapatong-patong mo yan. At yan ang magiging place of worship. Yan ang magiging altar. Kasi po, ano po yung gustong ituro po sa atin ng Panginoon? What do we sacrifice when we come to church? Ano ba yung sinasacrifice natin sa Panginoon? Number one po is our pride. Ayan po, pakitanong nga yung katabi mo, ma-pride ka ba? Sana ang sagot niya ay hindi, di ba? So, bakit po ma-pride? Kasi pag binihisan na po yun ng isang tao, may pinasok ka ng effort doon, baka pwede mong maitaas kasi yung sarili mo. Gusto ni Lord natural. Gusto ni Lord si Lord lang ang may tataas sa ating buhay. Amen po ba doon? Amen. Saktong-sakto po, nito po yung praise and worship team, saktong-sakto po na tayo po ay bumubuo ng sarili nating worship team. Minsan po, dahil po tayo ang nasa taas, dahil po tayo ang nasa stage, dahil po tayo po yung nakabihis ng home, tayo po ay mga volunteers ng ating simbahan, minsan akala po natin tayo yung magaling. Minsan iniisip po natin na tayo yung gwapo, minsan tayo iniisip natin tayo yung sobrang talented, kaya tayo yung nandito. Pero ang totoo, kaya po tayo napapansin, kaya po nabe-bless ang tao, kaya po sila sumasabay sa ating praise and worship, hindi dahil sa magaling tayo, hindi dahil sa talentado tayo, pero dahil ang Panginoon ay kumikilos lamang sa ating buhay. Amen po ba dun? Amen and amen. Kaya lang po, minsan po, kaya po nawawala po yung ibang membro, ibang workers ng ating simbahan, kasi po minsan unknowingly kinakain tayo ng pride ng ating puso. Kaya hindi na natin napi-please ang Panginoon sa ating buhay. Kaya po kapag tayo, wala tayong ibang carved idols, wala tayong man-made images, sinacrifice natin yung pride natin, hindi natin iisipin yung sarili natin, hindi, Lord, gusto ko ikaw lang yung bida, ikaw lang yung mapapapurihan sa aking buhay. Ano bang result nun para sa atin? Ano mangyayari dun? In verse 24, it says here, an altar of earth you shall make for me. And you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. So sabi ng Panginoon, kung saan man tayo mag-set ng altar natin, kung saan man tayo gagawa ng place of worship, ano daw gagawin ng Panginoon? Bibisitahin niya tayo at ibibless niya ang bawat isa sa atin. Amen po ba dun? So yan po ang resulta kapag ang Panginoon lamang ang ating tinataas. Why? Because blessing comes from the Lord alone. Amen po ba dun? Blessing comes from the Lord alone. It doesn't come from any other idols. It doesn't come from any other images. It doesn't even come from ourselves. It all comes from the Lord. Amen po ba yun? Amen. So ano po kaya yung worship na pwedeng bisitahin tayo ng Panginoon? Gusto po ba natin na bisitahin tayo ng Panginoon? Parang mahina, parang ayaw yung bisitahin kayo ng Panginoon. Parang mas gusto nyo bisitahin kayo ng crush nyo. Sino dito gusto bisitahin sila ng Panginoon? Amen. So mas malakas. Sige, palakpakan natin si Lord. So anong kind of worship ang pleasing, ang mabango para sa ating Panginoon? So parang ganito po yan, pag tayo po ay napadaan sa spa, sino po mahilig mag-spa? So pag tayo po ay dumaan sa spa, naaamoy po natin yung soothing aroma po niya, di ba? Naamoy po natin yung mga fragrance, kaya po parang gusto natin magpamassage agad. Kasi naamoy natin, wow, ang sarap. wow, nakaka-relax. We want to go there again. So siguro hindi tayo masyado mahilig sa spa. Wala nang tatangga dito. Sino mahilig kumain? Pakitanong yung katabi mo, mahilig ka ba kumain? So marami mahilig kumain. Pag naamoy natin yung burger, lalo na ngayon, magla-lunch time na, naamoy natin yung ribs, naamoy natin yung steak, wow, ang bango. Napapalapit tayo doon. You want to come close to that. You want to visit that place kasi wow, gutom na ako. Mukhang masarap yung pagkain. Sa amoy pa lang, masarap na. So when we look at one Bible character again in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, alam niyo po, dito unang-unang binanggit ang word na altar sa buhay po ni Noah. So in the life of Noah, it says here that Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the Lord. So what is this altar na pinag-uusapan po natin? You know what? An altar is where you sacrifice your offering. In the old times po, ang usually pong sinasacrifice ay goat, kambing. Yan po ang sinasacrifice. Pinipili po nila yung magandang kambing para ito po yung isacrifice nila para maging pleasing, pleasing yung worship nila sa Panginoon. And not only that, kaya po ang altar po is a place of worship. That's where we talk to God. That's where we worship Him. That's where we give Him our very best. Yan natin pinapapurihan ng Panginoon. And lastly, ang altar po is a remembrance of an encounter with God. Hindi po yan, ang altar po, hindi po yung tayo lang po yung pupunta. Ang mangyayari po dyan, ang Panginoon po ay pupuntahan din po tayo in our altar. Amen po ba yun? Amen. Kaya po, ano pong difference po niya? Nakita po natin, nag-set up tayo ng altar, nag-set up po tayo ng mga bato-bato. Anong difference po natin sa ibang religion na may mga sarili rin po silang altar? Alam niyo po, sa ating altar, hindi po yung altar ang wino-worship natin. Ang wino-worship po natin ay yung Diyos na bibisitahin tayo sa altar na ginawa natin at sasamahan tayo ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. Amen po ba dun? Amen. Sige po, let's give God our clap offering. It's the God we serve, it's the God we worship. Yan ang pinapapurihan natin in our place of altar, in our place of worship. And when Noah sacrificed, when Noah gave God the clean animals, when Noah gave the kung ano yung sinacrifice niya animals, anong nangyari? In verse 21, it says, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. So, tinanggap ng Panginoon ang kanyang worship, nabanguhan si Lord, binisita niya si Noah, nagstay si Lord sa kanyang worship. At ano po nangyayari kapag nagstay ang Panginoon sa kanyang worship? Ito po ang sabi, then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Siyempre, alam na alam po natin yung story ni Noah. Nagkaroon po ng great flood namatay nung mga panahon na yun. Dami po kasing makasalanan at the time. Nalunod po sila at nang natira na lang ang yung family ni Noah. And when Noah worshiped the Lord, tinanggal po ni Lord ang kanyang curse at pinaltan po niya ng blessing. At ganyan po nangyayari when God receives your worship, when God stays with you, when God visits you, it is impossible that God will not bless you today. Amen po ba yun? Amen. Gusto po ba natin ng blessing? Amen. Kaya, ano kaya yung worship? Paano ba dapat tayo mag-worship? Ano po ba yung offering na dapat natin ibigay sa Kanya? Bakit po kasi yung altar po na ginagawa natin, ang ginagawa po nila lang altar na altar of stone, yun po ay ordinary rocks lang po. All those things are just ordinary kapag hindi po nilagyan ng offering. It's just ordinary rocks. Pero pag nilagyan ng offering, ito po ay nagiging altar kasi worship na po natin yan sa ating Panginoon. So bago po masabi ang altar sa buhay po ni Noah, may sariling concept na po yun. Unang-unang concept po ng sacrifice, ng worship, ng building an altar, ay makikita po natin kay Cain and Abel naman. So in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 5, it says here, and in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. So itong fruit po na to, hindi ko po alam kung ito po yung best na best of the fruit niya. Ito po ba yung mga pinakamalalaking fruit niya. Basta sinabi, yung normal na fruit, yan ang binigay niya kay Lord. However, yung kapatid niya po na si Abel, ito po ang binigay niya kay Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. So meron palang mga worship na hindi tinatanggap si Lord. Gusto niyo po ba yun na ma-reject kayo ng Panginoon? Di ba po? Ayaw po natin ma-reject ni Lord ang ating binibigay sa Kanya. Ayaw po natin ma-reject tayo ng Panginoon. So si Cain po ay na-reject. Bakit po? Hindi ko po alam kung extraordinary yung binigay niyang offering. Pero itong si Abel, ang binigay po ni Abel ay yung kanyang firstborn. At kapag sinabi pong firstborn, yan po ang kanyang best of the best. Ang kanyang firstborn po, yan po ang pinakamalinis niya na sacrifice unto the Lord. At yan po ang binigay ng Panginoon. At kapag binigay po pala natin ang best natin sa Panginoon, ang kanyang pinakamalinis, pinakapure, pinakamaayos na offering, nirerespeto pala yan ng Panginoon. Tinatanggap niya ang kanyang offering, ang kanyang worship. So right now, when we come to church, what do we sacrifice when we come to church? We give God our very best. Amen po ba dun? Amen. We want to give God our very best. Kaya when we come here every Sunday, maganda po, itaas po natin yung ating mga kamay to the highest level para magbigay ng worship, our very best worship sa Panginoon. Amen po ba yun? So wag nyo nang intindihin yung katabi nyo. Hindi niya po titignan yung kilikili nyo. Ang titignan niya po ay si Lord. Yan po ang kanyang winoworship. Kaya itaas po natin yan. Huwag tayong mahiya. Isayaw po natin sa Panginoon niya. Ibigay po natin yung best shouts natin, best clap offering, best dance sa Panginoon natin. Kasi ang Panginoon ay deserving of our praise and worship. Amen po ba yun? Pwede ba natin sampulan si Lord ng ating best worship? Parang hindi pa best niya. Pwede ba natin i-best pa natin? Mas best pa dyan. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. At lalo na when we're going through tough times, syempre hindi naman po every Sunday na okay tayong dadating sa church. Minsan po may iiwanan tayong problema sa work. Minsan may iiwanan tayong problema sa bahay. Minsan bago sumimba, may nag-aaway pa sa tahanan, di ba? Pakitanong ngayon katabi mo, ikaw ba yun? Diba? So, naka-relate kayo. Diba? Minsan, nag-aaway pa, mali-late na, ang dami pang sigawan sa bahay bago pumunta ng church. So, even more when it hurts, pag may tayo ay may pinagdadaanan, emotionally, physically, all the more na pumunta tayo sa church at bigay natin yung best worship natin sa Panginoon. At hindi lang po yun, syempre may mga mas marami pa tayong pinagdadaanan. Siguro, pinapersecute tayo sa bahay, huwag ka na sumimba. Huwag ka na pumunta sa church. Siguro may sakit tayo. Nakakatamad mag-church. May sakit ako. Umuulan. It will cost us something. All the more na kailangan natin pumunta sa church. Pumunta tayo sa altar na to. Pumunta tayo sa place of worship na to. At ibigay natin yung best worship natin sa Panginoon because He's deserving of all our praise and worship. Amen? Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, ang gusto po kasi natin, we want our worship to be received by the Lord. Amen po ba dun? Gusto natin pag nagbigay tayo sa Panginoon, pag binigay natin yung ating best, gusto natin tatanggapin yan. Kaya dapat ibigay po natin ang ating best. Why? Because worship makes God visit us today. Amen po. Naniniwala po ba tayo dyan? Amen. We believe in that. Worship makes God visit us. Why? Because this church, this room, ito pong ballroom A po na to ng Marriott Manila, you know what? It's just an ordinary room every Monday to Saturday. Sa Monday po, may mga client po sila, bibisitahin po sila dito, gagawa po ng event. Minsan po, gagawa po sila ng mga conferences, meetings from Monday to Saturday. It's just an ordinary room. But on a Sunday, what makes it special? It becomes special when we offer our praise and worship to God. Nagiging different po siya on a Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., it becomes an altar of worship dahil on a Sunday, binibisita tayo ng Panginoon dito. Amen po ba dun? Amen. Sige po, palakpangan po natin si Lord. And I believe we have our own needs as a church. Yes, may mga pangangailangan tayo. Mas gusto pa natin dumami every Sunday. Sa family po natin, may mga pangangailangan tayo. Sa individually, may mga pangangailangan tayo. But you know what? When God visits us, He will notice you today and He will provide for all the needs of your life. Amen po ba dun? Amen. Sige po, palakpakan natin si Lord as we receive God's provision for us today. Hallelujah and hallelujah. You know what? I would like to end it with this in the story of Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 2. Nagpo-provide ba talaga si Lord? Talaga bang may blessing ang Panginoon as we worship? Baka kasi sa ibang story lang yan, baka hindi po nangyayari talaga. Pero paano ba na-receive yung magandang provision ng Panginoon para sa ating buhay? Ano po bang nangyayari? So in verse 1 to 2, it says here, "Now it came to pass," ito po ay buhay na po ni Abraham, "after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, 'Abraham,' and he said, 'Here I am, Lord.' Then God said, 'Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So ito po yung story ni Abraham and ni Isaac. So usually, di ba, ang sinasacrifice po nila ay animal. Pero paano na po ngayon kapag ang hiningi po ni Lord is your most precious thing? Ano pong gagawin natin? So si Isaac po is the most precious thing of Abraham. Kasi for so many years, kalimutan ko na po ilang taon si Abraham at this time, wala po siyang anak. Wala po silang anak ni Sarah. Eh ngayon, nabiyayaan po sila ng anak. Pinalaki niya po yun for such an age. So, one and only son, just imagine it. Kaisa-isa mong anak, hihingin pa ni Lord. Ito ay pinaka-priceless sa'yo. Ito ay pinaka-precious sa'yo. Pinaka-importante sa'yo. Ngayon ka lang nagka-anak. Eh, hiningi ni Lord. Ano kayang gagawin ni Abraham? What will Abraham do? Kung tayo yun, what will we do pag hiningi ni Lord ang most precious thing mo ngayon? At ano pong ginawa ni Abraham in verse 3? "So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son." Dala niya po yung kanyang anak, kanyang offering. "And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God told him." So pwede po natin i-expect kung tayo po yun siguro. Tatanong muna tayo, Lord, bakit si Isaac? Tatanong tayo, hindi ba pwede, Lord, na iba na lang? Masyadong importante ito sa akin eh. Masyadong dear to. Lord, maiintindihan mo naman siguro na my one and only son yan. Dami natin siguro ang sasabihin kay Lord. Baka it will take us 1 month. Iko-confirm ko muna. Diba? Para ma-sure na ito talaga hinihingi ni Lord. Pero ano pong ginawa ni Abraham? The next morning, hindi 1 week, hindi 1 month, hindi 1 year. The next morning, sumunod na po siya sa Panginoon. Willingly, ibibigay niya yung offering niya. Yung one and only most precious thing niya kay Lord. Kaya ano po nangyari in verse 9? Ito na po nangyari. "Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar." Yan po yung pinag-uusapan natin, the altar that God has for us. They're building the altar as a place of worship. "And there, and placed the wood in order," inayos po yung mga bato, inayos po yung mga wood. "And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood." Sakit po yan sa tatay kasi sana animal na lang, sana kambing na lang yung ilalagay ko dyan. Pero sarili kong anak. Sarili kong anak, yung kakatayin ko para gawing worship para sa Panginoong Diyos na buhay. His most precious thing. Yun po ang sinasacrifice ni Abraham at that time. Precious thing. Something that will cost him a lot. Something that is a portion of him that's his sacrifice to the Lord. At nung time po na papatayin niya na po si Isaac as his worship to the Lord, wow, God provided an angel. May angel po na dumating at sabi, "Abraham, wait lang. Tinetest ka lang ni Lord kung ikaw ay susunod. Tinitignan lang ng Panginoon kung ang heart mo ay willing i-sacrifice kahit ano para sa Diyos na buhay." And the next verse it says, kinausap ulit siya ng Panginoon, "And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, 'By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, because you were willing to sacrifice something most precious to you, something that will cost you, something that is so important to you and have not withheld your son, not just any ordinary son. Kasi meron po, 12 yung anak. Sige, yung isa, bigay na natin. Pero ito, one and only son. Yan po ang sinacrifice ni Abraham. At ano po sabi ng Panginoon? Blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. Wow! Nakakatuwa po, no? May blessing ang Panginoon kapag tayo po ay marunong mag-sacrifice ng kahit ano, everything that we have for our God. Minsan po kasi kapag tayo po ay nag-sacrifice, ang lagi po natin iniisip, pag may sinacrifice tayo, pag may sinurrender tayo, akala po natin tayo ay nawawalan. Kapag tayo ay nagbigay ng tithes and offering, Lord, laki naman ng ano ko, laki naman ng tithes and offering ko, parang nawawalan tayo lagi. Kapag tayo ay pumunta sa church, maaga naman, 9:30, para tayong nawawalan. Pag tayo po ay nag-take part sa ministry, bibigay tayo ng onting time on a Sunday, extend tayo after service, para tayong laging nawawalan. So, ang sacrifice po, akala po natin tayo ay nawawalan. Kasi best natin yun eh. Quality time, quality money po natin. Pero hindi po natin na malayan. Nakapag willing lang po natin isacrifice yun sa Panginoon, wow! Papalitan pala ni Lord yun ng beyond best para sa iyong buhay ngayon. Beyond the blessing na ini-imagine mo, beyond your wildest dreams, beyond blessing ang ibibigay ng Panginoon para sa ating yun. Amen po ba yun? Amen. Sige po, palakpakan natin si Lord for that. Yung best natin, ito lang eh. Pero yung best pala ni Lord, itong buong room na to, yan ang best na gustong ibigay ng Panginoon para sa iyong buhay ngayon. Kaya po, remember ulit, balikan ko yung story ng dad ko while he was starting in the ministry. So, dumating po yun, panahon po na walang-wala na sa bahay, hindi niya na po alam paano ko papakainin na kanyang anak, paano papakainin yung aming pamilya, nag-aaway na po sila mag-asawa, kanto po ng dad ko yan, hindi niya po alam kung bakit ganito po yung nangyari. So, medyo mahirap po yung situation po at that time. Kasi po at that time, mga less than 30 lang po yung members ng simbahan sa COG Dasma. And nung time na yun, wala namang binibigay na love offering for their pastor for so many years. Kasi wala naman kayang ibigay. I think yung tithes and offering lang po nila nun ay 300 per month. Yun lang po ang kanilang meron nung time po na yun. Kaya po, ito po yung pinakita sa akin ng dad ko na ito lang po ang laman ng aming ref at that time. So, ang ref po namin ay may charcoal, uling lang para hindi mangamo yung ref. At saka isang pitchel ng tubig para masabing may laman yung ref. So, yan po yung itsura ng ref ng daddy ko po. Yan po yung situation po namin at that time. Kaya while he was doing his ministry, naglalakad po siya sa streets of Dasmariñas, nag-evangelize, nasa tirikan po ng araw, humiling po siya kay Lord. Unting ano lang request. Sabi niya, Lord, hirap ng ministry. Ito yung pinagdadaanan namin. Hindi namin alam anong kakainin namin bukas. Hindi namin alam kakainin namin mamaya. Lord, hindi naman to pinili ni AJ. Ako daw, iniisip ako ng tatay ko eh. Hindi naman to pinili ni AJ. Ako lang ang pumili nito. Ako lang nagdesisyon maging pastor. Ako lang nagdesisyon maghirap. Ako lang nagdesisyon na mag-ministry dito. Si AJ, Panginoon, hindi niya pinili yan. Kaya humiling siya sa Panginoon, Lord, please spare my son. Tatay eh. Makaka-relate yung mga tatay dito. Yung paghihirap ng tatay, pwede bang hindi na maranasan ng anak? Yun yung puso ng tatay. So, hiniling niya kay Lord, bumulong lang. Hiling lang, Lord. Bonus lang, Lord. Pwede niyo ba i-spare yung anak ko si AJ para may magandang buhay siya? At alam niyo po, ito po yung sinagot ng Panginoon sa kanya. Sagot ng Panginoon sa kanya, ng Diyos natin. Audible voice daw po ang sabi sa kanya. You know what, Anthony? Kilala siya ng Panginoon eh, Anthony. I did not spare mine. I did not spare mine. Yan ang sagot ng Father, God the Father in heaven. yung anak niya, si Jesus Christ, munta dito sa lupa, hari ng mga hari, Lord of Lords, one and only Son din ng ating Panginoon, came here on earth, persecuted, crucified, died. Sabi ni Lord, I did not spare mine for you because I love you. Kaya po sabi ng dad ko, sige Lord, maglilingkod na ako sa inang tapat. Hindi na ako hihiling. Maglilingkod na ako sa iyo. At yan po yung sasabi sa atin ng Panginoon ngayon. Dati po, kambing po yung sinacrifice to worship the Lord. Nung dumating po si Jesus Christ, He is the ultimate sacrifice kasi siya lang yung kayang magbayad sa lahat ng ating kasalanan. He died on the cross for you and for me para tayo po ay mag-live ng wonderful and beautiful life at makapag-worship ulit tayo sa Panginoon. So ngayon, tayo na ang nandito. Ano na ang gagawin natin? Hindi na natin kailangan mag-sacrifice ng kambing kasi all our sins were paid for. So what do we sacrifice when we come here in church? We sacrifice our pride. We sacrifice our best. And now, we could offer God ourselves. Yung sarili nating buhay, sarili nating time, sarili nating talents, pwede nating bigay sa Panginoon in this altar today. Bakit po? Ano pong sabi ng Panginoon? In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says here, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Tayo po pala yun. We are living sacrifice. Kaya po pag tayo ay kumanta, kapag tayo po ay sumayaw, kapag tayo po ay nagtaas ng kamay natin dito, it is worship to our God because we are the living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, and this is your true and proper worship to our God. Wow. Tayo po pala yun. You're the living sacrifice. At alam niyo po, itong oras po natin ngayon, nag-spend tayo ng time dito every Sunday. Iba po sa atin, nagko-commit in the ministry. Some of you will be committing more in the ministry. Ang ating pagbigyan ng tithes and offering, ito po pala ay sacrifices natin for our God. At kapatid, huwag ka mag-alala. Si Lord ay mahinandang beyond best for your life today. At ang kailangan natin gawin every day of our lives is to worship the one true and living God. And siya na po bahala sa lahat ng ating mga pangangailangan. Amen po ba dun? Sige nga po, balakpakan natin ang ating Diyos na buhay. And today, is I invite the worship team to come here. They will be worshiping later, leading us in worship. And today, as we've been talking about, nakita po natin yung mga home na t-shirt. Today, we're rebuilding God's house for His people. Gusto po natin may mga kaluluwang pumunta sa ating simbahan at tanggapin nila ang ating Panginoon Diyos. Maramdaman po nila yung pag-asa, maramdaman po nila yung joy, maramdaman po nila yung love sa kanilang buhay. Kaya po inaayos po natin itong ating munting tahanan ngayon. And maybe God is encouraging you today to give your life to Him. Leading you to make that sacrifice to Him. Pwede mo i-sacrifice ang iyong oras. Pwede mo i-sacrifice ang iyong talents para sa Kanya. Lord, sige, gusto ko na mag-commit. Gusto ko maging part nito. I want to be part of building God's house. Here's my life, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Ayoko na sisimba lang ako every Sunday, tapos uuwi na ulit ako. May pwede pala akong iba pang gawin. Dahil I am a living sacrifice. Pwede pala akong mag-worship ng buong buo. Pwede pala akong maging part ng worship team. Pwede pala ako maging part ng welcoming team. Ang buong buhay ko pala ay worship, true and proper worship for our God. At ang kapalit nito, blessings upon blessings that you've never imagined. A reward na itong city natin will be transformed into a born again city in our lifetime. Amen po ba dun? Amen. Sige po, palakpakan po natin siya dyan. Kaya ngayon, as the praise and worship leads us in worship, do you want your life to be worship to the Lord? Sino po ba yun? Do you want your life to be a worship to God? Amen. Kaya ngayon, tatanungin po ng Panginoon, what is your Isaac? What is your most precious thing na hinihingi ng Panginoon sa inyo ngayon? Ano ba yan? Ito ba yung relationship mo ngayon? Ito ba yung family mo ngayon? Ito yung precious time mo ngayon? Kung ano man yan, what is your Isaac right now? And God is checking your heart right now. Willing ka ba ibigay yan sa akin ngayon? Willing ka bang ipagkatiwala yung most precious thing mo sa akin ngayon? As an act of worship to Him. So that this body, this life, fully, from this day forward, may worship the one true and living God. At ngayon, alam ko, kinakausap ka ng Holy Spirit ngayon, kinakausap ka ng Panginoon ngayon. Kung may kailangan ka isurrender sa Panginoon ngayon, niyang Isaac mo ngayon. As the praise and worship team sings a song, I invite you to come to the altar. This is the altar. And in this altar, God will meet us here as you offer your sacrifice, your life. So as the worship team sings here, you're welcome to give your worship in this altar. Hallelujah.
Who come to the altar? The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought away. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought away. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought away. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was brought away. Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar.
To sing it out, oh, with all your height, hope and why given us was part away. Lift our hands, we lift our hands. Come on, let's listen to the word of God today. Can you hear him right now? Do you hear the Lord right now? God, we praise. One church. This is your time. Now or never, let's ask for more of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. More of you, God. You are chief. You are chief, Lord. Let it out. Sing a new song.
new song to the Lord. Say, Jesus,
I'm on you,
Jesus, to worship you. Jesus.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
Jesus.
Yes, he's coming for you.
Jesus.
He's coming for us today. Lift your hands, lift your faces.
Hallelujah.
Look upon his face.
Hallelujah.
He is looking to you.
Jesus Christ.
God sees your high. God sees your high.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open for you. Forgiveness. Say it out. Oh, come. And we will come. Oh, yes, we do.
Isn't he your great God? Worthy of our hallelujahs. Worthy. worthy of all our praise.
We lift our voice,
bow down.
Bow down before
you.
For he is
Lord of all.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ is risen.
Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus.
Yes, God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your wonderful presence. You just give God our very best clap offering. Your best worship today. The highest praise. Sige, itodo natin yan para sa Panginoon. He's worthy of it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God, for your promises. You promised your double portion, Lord God, for this year. And here it is, God. And we're starting it with worship. We're not doing any advertising, Lord. We're not doing any outreach activities today. But look at here, Lord God. We're growing, Lord God. Just starting with worship, Lord. And Lord God, this is the atmosphere you're setting here, Lord. This is the atmosphere we're setting here. True and genuine worship. Our very best, Lord God, our cleanest worship, Lord. Our everything, God. And Lord God, let these hearts sing to you like never before, Lord. Let our hearts worship you like never before, Lord God. Let us never be the same, Lord God. Let our worship never be the same, Lord. It doesn't need to be just on the altar call that we worship. It doesn't need, Lord God, just to be here, Lord God. Just to raise up our hands every single Sunday. Every time we come here on church at 9:30 a.m., Lord God, we're going to raise up our hands. We're going to dance for you. We're going to jump for you. We're going to worship you. We're going to sing for you. We're going to shout our praises to you. We're going to lift up our hallelujahs. Lord God, here we are, Lord God, worshiping you. This is our altar. And we offer our worship. We offer our praise. We sacrifice, we let go of our pride. You're deserving of our very best. And here is our lives, ourselves, Lord God, as a living sacrifice. Every time we come here, we're going to give you our very best clap offering. We're going to give you our very best worship. We're going to give you our very best Christ, Lord God. Our all in all today. Hallelujah. And for all who came here in front, we just raise up our hands today. Lord God, here's our hands, Lord God, as an act of worship. Sabayan niyo po ako sa panalangin. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't want an enemy.
I don't want an enemy.
To steal this heart.
Steal this heart.
Of worship from
worship
me.
Worship from me.
I don't want the enemy.
I don't want the enemy.
To kill this joy.
To kill this joy.
To kill this passion.
Kill this passion.
To kill this encouragement today.
This encouragement.
That's why every single day.
That's what every single day.
Monday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday.
Friday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
I'm still gonna worship
still
you.
Gonna worship.
Every time I'm in the morning,
every
waking
time
up.
The morning, waking up.
At work.
To work.
Before the night ends.
Before the night
I'm gonna worship
gonna
you.
Worship
so that in every Sunday.
In every Sunday.
I have an offering to give you.
To give you.
My whole life.
My life.
Worship,
worship
is my lifestyle.
My lifestyle.
And I pray, Lord,
I pray, Lord,
help me, God.
Help me, God.
That from this day forward.
From this day forward.
My worship will never be.
Never be
the same,
the
again.
Same again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give God our very best clap off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for our tithes and offering. Thank you, Lord God, for providing for us, Lord God. And thank you, Lord. Lord God, as we give our tithes and offering, Lord God, it's also our very best. It is our everything, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God, ayaw namin ikaw dayain dito kasi hindi kami nawawalan when we give to you. Actually, we're gaining beyond best. The best thing you have for each and every one of us right now. And Lord God, thank you for your wonderful presence. Lord God, it's a wonderful sight, Lord God, to see your people here in church worshiping you, crying to you, raising up their hands to you. And Lord God, we want this not just this Sunday. We want this to happen in every single day of our lives, in every Sunday for the rest of this year today. Lord God, thank you for your wonderful word. Thank you, Lord God, for your wonderful people who are here. Lord God, it's not an accident that they're the people who are here. They're called to be here. They're the ones who are called to build your house, Lord God, in Newport City. And Lord God, we believe, Lord God, in what we've experienced today. Wow. Wonders, Lord God. Great things is about to come in our lives, in our family, in this church, in our city, in our whole country. Sige, bigyan natin yung best clap offering natin sa Panginoon. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Jesus! Thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful day, Lord God. We just commit to you everything that we do here in church. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us back to the heart of worship. And this is us, ourselves, living sacrifices to you, pleasing aroma, Lord God. Continually receive our worship and continually visit our place of worship, Church of God, Marriott Manila. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the victory, Lord God. And we just give you all the glory and all the praise in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Everybody shout, amen and amen. God bless everyone. Have a blessed Sunday. Have a blessed week ahead. Hallelujah, Lord God.
God bless you, church. Bless our God at all times.